On today's show, is it even worth trying to grow your freelance business? That's where Rakesh finds himself. He gets most of his clients from freelancing platforms like Upwork, and the market for web designers and developers is just so saturated, he doesn't even know if he should continue with his business at this point. And if you've ever felt this way, then today's show is for you. It all starts right now on this episode of Freelance to Founder. Oh, and really quick before we start, the audio in this episode is a bit rough, I'm not going to lie. We've done our best to clean it up, but between the audio and Rakesh's very thick accent, you may have to focus a little extra to follow along. But we believe it's important to share stories from all over the world, whether a guest has a quality mic setup or a flawless accent or not. So thanks for supporting us as we support freelancers all around the world. Okay, now on to the show.
I'm Preston.
And I'm Clay, and this is Freelance to Founder.
Clay and I have both been there, barely making ends meet as a freelancer, knowing there has to be more.
But since then, we've each built multiple six or seven figure businesses.
And now, it's your turn. On this show, we're changing the lives of everyday freelancers just like you.
Discovering this podcast a few months ago really like changed the trajectory of my journey.
I'm not sure I would even be thinking about pushing this forward as much as I am if it weren't for YouTube.
This has been really helpful and I think a good mindset shift for me.
Really, really valuable stuff. I've made a ton of notes and I plan to put this stuff into action immediately.
Discovering that I'm a founder instead of a freelancer has been amazing for me.
If you're ready to push past hourly rates and build a business that sets you free, then you've got to join us.
You can call in yourself by visiting freelance2founder.com. We can't wait to chat with you.
We'll be back with today's caller after this.
Whether you want to travel more or communicate better with international clients, you need to try Babbel. I've used Babbel's courses and you can do the same in order to learn real life conversation skills in a different language, order food, ask for directions, or speak to clients without having to use translation apps. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription. This is only for our listeners at babbel.com/freelance. That's 60% off at babbel.com/freelance, spelled babbel.com/freelance. And restrictions apply.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home, but when you do, USAA homeowners insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Freelance to Founder. My name is Preston Lee with Millo.co, and unfortunately my co-host Clay Mosley, of course he's from getdripify.com. Clay was going to be here. He is stuck in traffic. It sounds like there was a pretty bad accident near his office today. So hopefully everyone comes out of that well. Clay may join us later in the episode. But for now, I have the pleasure of speaking with our guest today, Rakesh, calling from Pakistan. Hey, Rakesh.
Yeah. So hi, Preston. How are you doing? This is Rakesh from Pakistan, Karachi, specifically. And it is absolutely my pleasure to talk with you and your audience.
Well, I'm excited to chat with you as well, and I'm so thankful that you've been listening for so long. Why don't we start off a little bit? You can tell me and you can tell the listeners a little bit about your business and what you're working on, and just tell us who your clients are. Just kind of paint a picture for what you're working on right now.
Currently, what I'm doing is web design and development work as a freelance. So basically, I'm a solopreneur. I don't have currently any full-time employees. I don't have any staff that is working with me. I do have contract staff that I outsource my work to yearly, but I don't have any full-time employees or have any physical premises that I go to. So yeah, this is the current state that I am in.
Great. Well, let's dive in then. You know, listeners of the show know that when we have someone like Rakesh come on a call with us, we have you fill out a questionnaire. On that questionnaire, we ask on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being a freelancer, 10 being a founder, where would you currently put yourself and where would you like to be a year from now? And Rakesh, you put that you're currently at a 1, very much a freelancer. And from what you've been telling us so far today, that sounds accurate to me. But you'd like to be at a 5. You'd like to have a little bit more of a business on your hands, maybe some people working with you, some systems in place. So let's talk a little bit about that. It sounds like one of the biggest hurdles you're facing is this idea of like, what's my vision, and then how do I get people on my team? Is that accurate?
Yes, exactly. That's accurate. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, which one would you like to talk about first?
Yeah. First thing is, I think the most important thing before even hiring a team or getting people on board is your vision, right? You need to have a clear vision of what you want, and you need to have a clear vision of what your product is. So
I think so. Yes. But I would hesitate to say you have to spend tons of time on that, because, I think you can spend a lot of time worrying about that instead of just going out and drumming up some business. Sometimes you just need to bring in business in the door.
Okay. So yeah, maybe that's where I'm, struggling. The ability to take action. Yeah. I think from your perspective, getting the more business in is the most important thing right now than to think mm-hmm. about the vision or the people, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Because yeah. the vision can be adjusted, the people can be hired, but if you don't have money coming in, you're not a business, right?
Right. Exactly. So regarding that, I have been using the freelancing platform to get the ball rolling. It has been past couple of years, and I have been working on.
And you've been supporting yourself full time, right?
Yeah, I have been supporting myself. I have been supporting my own family. And this has been a quite right. If it weren't for my own family, I would have been, I would have started a physical office. I would have started a particular staff recruitment scheme, and I would have get on the, trend to it. I would have tried my best to build something out of it. But right now, I have the responsibility of supporting my family as well. So I'm doing both. I'm supporting myself and supporting my family too.
So why is that keeping you though from hiring people? I don't understand.
Yeah, actually, hiring a person, basically, I think so. To be honest with you, I think there is certain fear, or I don't know, something innate in me that is trying to hinder me away from taking the action. I think so. The one thought that I have before hiring the people is that I must have a physical office. I must have a certain business premise where I would, interview or hire a particular person and join me on my team. So that's
okay. But hold on. You work as a freelancer working for agencies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And do you go to their physical building to work for them?
No, I don't.
So why do you feel like an employee or a contractor that you hire has to come to a physical place to work with you?
I get the idea what you're talking about. The thing is that I think so, even though I'm working remotely, I think the productivity or the approach to getting more business and to brainstorm the ideas, you can do that more effectively in a physical space rather than remotely. Mm. That's what I think. That's what is keeping me hiring a particular staff or resources on a remote basis.
Hiring someone remotely?
Yeah, I do have contractors. I do have contractors on freelancing platforms to whom I outsource the work. I had previously one or two employees that previously worked in my team at the previous company that I worked in. Those people were already doing a day job, and they were working for me in the night shift. So I tried that as well, yeah. And that person was working remotely just fine, but the issue was that he was just accommodating, he was not willing to put in all the efforts to get the job done or to work on the projects as needed. Because whenever you are working on a project, you have a deadline to meet. So there are different things that were the issues when I tried that.
So in my mind, this, Rakesh, comes down to a leadership issue.
Okay. Okay.
So if you're finding that people aren't accomplishing what they need to accomplish,
yeah,
then you've either hired the wrong person.
Okay.
Or you've not given them what they need to succeed.
Okay.
And I've done this too. I've been guilty of this multiple times.
Okay.
First, you have to find the right person, right? Mm-hmm. And then after you find the right person, it doesn't matter if you're in the same building or not. If you have the right person and you give them all the information and all the resources they need to succeed, they will succeed. So that's really the hardest part. And so I don't think the problem that you're facing, I don't think will be solved by having a physical building. I really don't. Because even with a physical building, you could hire the wrong person and you could not set them up for success, okay, right? Then they would just fail, but they'd fail in a building that you're paying a monthly rent in. So I think for me, this comes back to, you know, have you taken the time? Yes. Have you taken the time to develop yourself as a leader in a way that you need to be in order to grow your business? I think a lot of people forget that leadership, being a leader in your company, is a learned skill. Just like web development, just like design, just like writing, just like all the skills we have as freelancers, we also have to develop the skill of leadership. And inside of that skill set, you know, we have to learn how to hire the right people and recognize the right people. And once we hire those people, we have to recognize how to set them up so they can be successful, how to give them all the information that they need, all the tools and resources, and to help them feel like they can make decisions on their own and move the projects forward without having us micromanage every bit of it along the way. So I think really this, you know, to me, this has nothing to do with a physical building. The building to me seems like, if I can say, Rakesh, if I can be honest with you, the building to me seems like an excuse that you're using to not move forward. And the real issue is that you need to work on being able to hire the right people and set them up for success. Have you ever noticed that many of the problems people calling with on this show can be solved by hiring someone? Sometimes you need a full-fledged team, other times maybe just a simple assistant or an expert in something you're not great at. Whatever your reason for hiring, we recommend you take a look at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. As you may know already, LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. And LinkedIn Jobs makes the process of finding the perfect teammate easy and intuitive. Hiring is always easy when you have access to so many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours when using LinkedIn Jobs. I've used it myself, and it was so simple. In fact, I've made multiple hires using LinkedIn Jobs. And did I mention, by the way, it's free to business owners like me and you. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/freelance. That's linkedin.com/freelance to post your job for free, or click the link in our show description. Terms and conditions apply. You know, working from home is mostly great, but there are some days when I realize I haven't left my house or even my chair like all day. Have you been there? Getting outside to exercise or making a trip to the gym are just harder now that my office is just a flight of stairs away. If you're stuck in the same rut as me, then you should try Hydro. That's Hydrow. With the Hydro Rower and 20 minutes a day, getting a full body workout is so much easier. Hydro can work up to 86% of your muscles in just 20 minutes for an insane effective home workout. That's because Hydro pairs the effectiveness of rowing with the power of technology to connect you with over 5,000 video trainings, classes, and workouts. And get ready to get out from behind your home desk, because after a few months of daily rowing with Hydro, your partner's going to want to take you out for a night on the town to show you off. This spring, join the growing rowing community at Hydro. Head over to hydro.com and use code freelance to save up to $400 off your Hydro. That's Hydrow.com and promo code freelance to save $400. Hydro.com, promo code freelance, or just click the link in our show description.
Yeah, that's the right thing to say. I think so. The other one thing that is the particular pen point for me is the vision.
The vision. Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
So currently, the work comes in, you know, the projects comes in, but the flow, the retainership, and the consistency is not there because you are working on a freelancing platform, right? And you can't have consistent flow of work on a freelancing platform. That's why
why can't you? Why can't you have consistent work on a freelancing platform? I actually know a lot of freelancers that do, so I'm just curious.
Yeah, actually,
you haven't had constant work.
I did have constant work. I do have constant work, but in terms of the when I say constant work, I mean to say is that I need to see it growing, you know, in a growth stage, consistent growth stage. Like if I'm making certain amount of money each month, I need to see it growing like 5 times or 10 times. That particular earning every month or say quarterly, but I don't see that. The reason that I find out is that because you know there are millions of people that are working on a freelancing platform. There are even millions of jobs that they try to apply to. So even though you might have a strongest profile on particular platform, there are reasons why somebody might want to work with somebody else. There are many factors that one would like to work with somebody else, you know, like a location.
There's lots of reasons they should work with you, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Every freelancer is facing the same issue. So the question is, how do you make yourself stand out on those platforms so that you're the best option? And whether that's, you know, speed to response or whether that's making your profile look better.
So here is the thing, actually. If I'm working on a platform particularly, like, right now I'm a solopreneur. Okay, I'm a solo person who's working everything on a platform. I'm a guy who does the sales. I'm the guy who does the operation. I'm the guy who executes the project. I'm the guy who talks to the client. I'm the guy who updates the client. Yeah. Right, everything I do myself. Right. So the thing is, that takes away all of my time. You know, I'm mostly working 14 to 15 hours a day right now. So it takes away all of my time. So I don't have time to think about, you know, expanding the thing to making it out as a brand. I'm working on when I switched from a job to freelancing, I thought in back of my head that freelancing was a base, you know. It was not the ultimate. The ultimate was the brand, you know, have my own site, have my own brand where people come, you know, I don't have to push. There should be a pull, you know, there should be a magnet, a certain kind of brand that attracts or that provides the ultimate services, which are differentiator from all the services that are in the market. And I have been thinking on that. I have been working over it. How can I switch from now freelancing to that particular bandwidth where I don't have to put in so many hours of my time trying to find out the project, trying to find out the new client, trying to engage with them, trying to execute the project. So these are different variants that I'm struggling with right now with the
platform. Yeah, so what you're explaining is what most freelancers go through, which is they realize, oh, I work for myself now and now I have to be a salesman. Yeah. I have to do sales, right? And that's just the reality of running your own business, or you have to hire someone to do sales for you, which is very, very complicated, but can be done. But let's assume you're going to stick with sales for now, okay? So if you're going to stick with sales and you need to spend more time generating sales, then that means you're going to have to hire out and contract out for some of the other things.
Yeah.
The client communication, the actual client project work,
yeah.
Anything like that, invoicing. There's lots of things you could hire an assistant to help with, right? Invoicing, communication, things like that.
Yeah.
But I think maybe also what I see, I don't know if what I see missing is the right way to put it, but,
is me in the bottleneck here? I might make things easier for you to poach on or to discuss on, right? I might be a bottleneck here, you know, to my own progress as a founder or as a business. I might be a bottleneck.
Well, yeah, and most of us are a bottleneck, and that's why we hire or develop systems and processes, right?
Yeah,
because no matter how talented you are and no matter how skilled you are, you still only have 24 hours in the day. And exactly. Really, you have to sleep around 8 of those. So you really only have 16 hours in the day. And so even if you worked all 16 of those hours, if you don't have any systems in place to help you scale, if you don't have people on your team to help you grow, it's really hard to make any progress in terms of growth in your business. And so I think what's missing is like you are looking for a way to have clients come to you automatically.
Yes, exactly.
Instead of searching for them and making sales. The problem is that's a very, very long-term strategy, right? Because the things that get clients to come to us, well, I should say it's very long-term unless you have a big budget. So it either takes a lot of money or a lot of time. I think to me, what's missing a little bit here is understanding what you want your pipeline to look like. Right now, your pipeline is whoever reaches out to me on the platform or whoever I can get a hold of on the platform. And then besides that, nothing else. Right. And so to me, you need to start looking outside of that. Like you said, build your own website, put up some simple packages people can order.
Yes.
And start trying different things. Organic search, paid Facebook ads, paid search ads. There's lots and lots of different options that you can try. You go to network. I mean, we've talked about these on the show ad nauseum. Go to networking events, reach out to friends to start that process. Like there's so many things that you can do to drive awareness of your own brand. But if you're spending all of your time on Upwork, you're never going to be able to do that. And so I think it's a division of time and labor. And like I said before, the problem is it does take time and it takes money. If you want it to go quickly, you have to use paid ads. If you have the time, you can build a more organic strategy where people find you through search and other things. But if you have to get clients right now, you have to use paid, which should be fine. You just keep track of the numbers. And as long as you're spending less than you're bringing in terms of, you know, it's your client acquisition cost, then you should be okay. You just have to keep track of those numbers.
Yes. So, yeah.
So if it were me, that's where I would start, Rakesh. I would say I'm actually going to I'm going to keep my Upwork profile, and when people reach out, I'm definitely going to do projects for them. I'm going to cut my time in half during the week that I spend bidding and contacting and pitching and all of that stuff on Upwork, and I'm going to spend that instead developing a website and running ads and organic search to that website in hopes that clients will come to it. And again, that's a long term. It's going to take a year. It's going to take 18 months, 2 years before you start to really see a pickup there. But if you don't start, it's never going to happen. Right. And so I would, if it were me, that's what I would do next in your business, if I were running the business.
Yeah. So my question to you here is, I mean, is this the right business right now? Is this the right business or is it saturated market?
I see. Yeah, I think that is a really good question to be asking. That is the other thing that I was concerned about is you said, I want a brand that stands out and is different and people come to the brand, yes, right?
Exactly.
But what you're selling is not unique. There are millions of people
who can
develop a website for me.
Yes.
Or who can do some graphic design for me.
Yes.
And so what you have to do is come up with something that sets you apart, right? You think about Design Pickle. They were the first ones that I know of that did an unlimited request monthly subscription service, and they took off.
Yeah.
Because if they were just a graphic designer, right? If they were just a graphic designer, then, you know, they wouldn't stand out at all. But because they had this unlimited thing, they really stood out from the crowd. Clay did the same thing when he started his web development company. He said unlimited content changes for $200 a month or whatever it was at the time. And that stood out because someone could get a website instead of paying $15,000, they could pay $200 a month for two years. And so I think you have to figure out what's going to get people talking and interested. I design websites. Yes. Way too saturated, not interesting enough. So you have to think through your marketing messaging to say like, how am I going to make people be interested in what I'm offering? How is it different from the millions of other web designers that are sitting on Upwork? how can I make myself stand out so that people will actually take a minute to look at my offer? And that has to be super, super clear, especially on your own website. And then on top of that, it has to be so easy to contact you and request whatever it is that you're offering so that you don't have to send a pitch every time and a full proposal and it's different every time. Just set a price and say, look, I do websites for, you know, $80 a month. And I mean, that'll get people talking, right? So it is very, very saturated. It's very, very hard to just break in just by saying I'm a web designer. You're going to have to think of something different if you really want to excel.
Yeah. So that's what I had thought also, and I have been struggling with, and that's what I have been thinking about. I have gone through different, you know, podcasts, different videos, different material, different research about this particular thing. And what I have come to know is to digitalize the product, you know, a digital product. Like you said, I might offer it as a digital bundle or product that how many or unlimited revisions you can have to the design itself or to the content itself, and offer them a monthly or a certain particular cheap fees that they can get excited about.
Yeah, I think you have to come up with what the client really wants.
Yeah.
Maybe they want a completely hands-off approach where you manage their hosting, all their code, all their content, all their design, everything. You just take care of it, and they don't have to worry about it at all. Or maybe they want something, where they can send updates and you'll handle those within 48 hours or something. So it just, you have to come up with what your offer is, right? When we think of marketing, far too often we think of just the advertising side of marketing, but marketing includes advertising and also developing a product that people want. In fact, developing a product people want makes the second half of marketing, which is advertising, way easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Easier and cheaper. And so you have to get right first, what's my product? What's my message? What do clients really want, right? And I can't answer that for you necessarily because I don't know your clients well enough. You have to get inside the mind of your potential clients and say, what do they really want? What can I build for them that will solve their problem? And then you can present it to them in advertising and they will begin to click and be interested in purchase from you.
Okay. So that makes sense for me as well. That makes a lot of sense. Because that's what I have been thinking about, and that's what I'm going to try now. I will cut off my time on freelancing platform, and I will try to come up with the approach that I first come with the product idea that works. I think that client needs in this particular time, and I will try to make it as easier for client to reach out as possible, and I will try to make it as excited or as fun as possible. Then let's see what the results are in the next couple of years.
That's good. I'd love to hear how that goes for you over the next 6 or 12 months.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure chatting with you today, Rakesh. Before we end the call today, why don't you really quickly tell people where they can connect with you?
Yeah, so they can absolutely connect with me on my Upwork and freelancing platform because my site is not live right now. I can give you the links if that's helpful. But I'm on the Upwork and freelancing platform with my name Rakesh Kumar. I'm from Pakistan and Karachi specifically. So for any particular design and development work, you can definitely reach out to me on my profiles. And I will leave the links with you, Kristen, so you can absolutely share with your audience if you want. And I can.
That sounds great.
I can also leave the link for my site, which is not currently live, but it will be soon because I'm working on it and I'm trying to think about the product that actually will impact and make the easier life for my clients. So I will leave that.
Just get it started, right? Don't overthink it. Try some things, see what sticks, and then adjust from there. I think you'll do great.
Definitely.
Rakesh, thank you so much for joining me on the call today. I've been Preston with Millo.co, and of course, we're hoping all is well with Clay from GetDripify.com. Unfortunately, unable to join us today, but we appreciate him usually being here. For now, we'll sign off, and we'll see you later.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Preston. It was nice and pleasure to talk to you. Definitely missing the Clay, but definitely will get to talk to both of you at a later time once I've hit the ground running, right?
All right. Good luck, yeah. And we'll see ya.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Freelance to Founder, a collaboration between Millo, Drippify, and the Pogglomerate.
You can find links to my business, Millo, Clay's business, Drippify, and of course our podcasting partner, the Pogglomerate, all in the description of this episode.
Remember to call in for your own episode at freelancetofounder.com.
A very special thank you to the members of the Millo and Pogglomerate teams who work behind the scenes to make this production possible.
To stream past episodes, visit freelancetofounder.com or search Freelance to Founder wherever you get your podcasts. And that's it for now. Until next time, see ya.
We will see you guys on the next episode of Freelance to Founder.